WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily. Today's topic hits close to home, folks. Ever feel like your phone's more of a black hole than a communication device? Like you're drowning in notifications, constantly checking for updates, scrolling endlessly through social media? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where being connected is the norm, but sometimes all that connection can be seriously overwhelming. That's why we're tackling digital decluttering today, because a less cluttered digital life can actually lead to a more organized and peaceful you. Think of it like spring cleaning for your mind, but instead of tossing out old sweaters, we're deleting unnecessary apps, unsubscribing from emails that drain you, and reclaiming your time and attention. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with technology. First off, let's talk about awareness. Before you can declutter anything, you gotta know what's taking up space in the first place. Track how much time you spend on different apps, what emails actually hold value, and identify those mindless scrolling sessions that suck away precious hours. Think of it like an audit for your digital life. Once you see the numbers, you can start making informed decisions. Number 2, prioritize ruthlessly. We're bombarded with a constant stream of information, but not all of it is created equal. Ask yourself, what truly adds value to my life? Is that Instagram account actually inspiring me or just triggering comparisons? Which apps are essential tools and which are just time wasters? Don't be afraid to delete apps you don't use regularly, unsubscribe from newsletters that clutter your inbox, and mute notifications for everything that isn't crucial. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes constantly and you can't focus on anything else? Yeah, let's avoid that. Number 3, design your digital environment for success. We're not talking about just changing your wallpaper here. We're talking about creating a space that encourages intentionality and mindfulness. Organize your home screen, create folders for related apps, and utilize features like Do Not Disturb to minimize distractions during work or important moments. Think of it like setting up a well-organized workspace. When everything has its place, it's easier to focus and get things done. Number 4, schedule digital detox breaks. You wouldn't run your car without regular maintenance, right? Your brain needs that same kind of TLC. Take intentional breaks from your phone, computer, and all things digital throughout the day. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, have a conversation with a loved one, anything that allows you to disconnect and recharge. Trust me, those breaks will make you feel more focused, present, and energized when you return to your devices. And finally, number 5, remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Digital minimalism is about finding a balance that works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Experiment with different strategies, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes time and practice to master, but the rewards are definitely worth it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting in a bustling coffee shop, working on a project that's really important to you. Your phone buzzes, but instead of instinctively reaching for it, you take a deep breath and remind yourself that you've got a Do Not Disturb mode activated during your focused work hours. You feel a sense of calm wash over you, no distractions, just pure concentration. That's the power of digital decluttering, reclaiming your time, attention, and mental space. So remember, folks, it's not about completely ditching technology. It's about using it consciously and intentionally. By implementing these 5 key takeaways, you can create a more organized, fulfilling life both online and off. Remember, the goal here isn't to become a digital hermit, but to find that sweet spot where technology enhances your life instead of controlling it. So take a deep breath, assess your digital landscape, and start taking steps towards a more intentional, mindful existence. You've got this. And as always, don't forget to hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a little digital detox in their life. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital minimalism.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.